Welcome back. This is Greg Kushner of Financial Insider Radio. I'm the CEO and founder of LA-based Lido Advisors. We manage over $4 billion for high net worth individuals and families, and we'd love to talk to you. If you have over $1 million to invest, give me a call at 800-604-LIDO. On the last segment, we were talking about risk, and we were talking about how much risk is appropriate for your portfolio. Well, I have some interesting statistics that I think most people would find kind of challenging, to probably be honest with you. So I have a chart that was prepared by a consulting group, Cowen Associates, that talked about if an investor wanted an expected return in 1995 of 7.5%, they could have put their entire portfolio 100% in bonds, and they would have earned this 7.5% with a standard deviation, which is a measure of volatility, of 6.0. A decade later, in 2005, that same investor, to get that same 7.5%, would now only have 52% of the portfolio in bonds and the other 48% invested in U.S. stocks, non-U.S. stocks, real estate, and private equity. Now, instead of having a 6% standard deviation, it's 8.9%. So just under 50% more risk for the exact same return. Now, fast forward a decade further to 2015. By this time, as we all know, interest rates are much, much lower. The investor to get that same 7.5% targeted return would only have targeted 12% in bonds and the other 88% spread across U.S. stocks, small stocks, non-U.S. stocks, real estate, and private equity. The rub, though, is to get that same 7.5% return, the standard deviation of that portfolio that I just described would go all the way up to 17.2%. Not quite three times more risk for the exact same return. So are you rolling the dice? Are you taking on too much risk? You really need to understand that as you grapple with these lower interest rates that are probably here to stay. We certainly saw the Fed kind of change their path here at the end of 2018, and we don't see interest rates rising dramatically from here, especially when you look at interest rates around the world, with Japan basically at flat or negative returns, in Europe, Germany, very low returns. So on a relative basis, our U.S. Treasury bill, the 10-year U.S. note, looks pretty attractive on a global basis. So that's something that's been helping to keep our interest rates on a relatively low level. So when you're looking at your investment portfolio and you're concerned about risk, having it all in the stock market or in something like a stock market where you're having a significant amount of volatility, remember my rule of investing, don't lose money. It's that slow and steady wins the race concept. We talk about being way more diversified, way beyond stocks and bonds. So in a traditional portfolio, we typically would see an investor have money in cash, U.S. equities, international equities, U.S. bonds, and perhaps a small slug in what we call alternative investments. But in a Lido managed portfolio, we typically are going to have a much broader cross-section of investment types, such as certainly the same things, cash and bonds and stocks, but we're going to have a much bigger allocation to alternative investments. Alternative investments simply are those that are going to have a return characteristic somewhat different than the stock and bond market. So, for example, we invest a lot in real estate through third-party operators that we have vetted and that we feel very comfortable investing, that have all the proper disclosures and obviously audits and things. There's always risk, and certainly alternative investments carry a different risk, which is called illiquidity risk. You're not going to be able to just simply change your mind and get money out in any into these things. But we feel it adds a lot of value, remembering that rule of that slow and steady wins the race, by having money invested in things like first trustee investments, where we have a third-party operator, we give them capital, and then they make loans on a myriad of properties across the United States, for example, where they are earning somewhere between 7 to 9% per year. Again, there are different kinds of risks associated with these we'd want to talk about, and you have to be an accredited investor, et cetera. But by having some portion of what would otherwise be allocated to your bond portfolio, for example, it's a way to increase the yield without, in our opinion, substantially increasing your risk. We're trading interest rate risk. That's the rate of rates. When rates go up, bond values go down. These are typically all short-term loans, a year, year and a half. So if rates go up, you're not really getting too hit on that, but you are taking credit risk, but where the operator believes they've mitigated that credit risk by lending against a particular piece of real estate and taking that real estate as collateral. Again, if this is something that you're interested in learning more about and a way to diversify your portfolio, please feel free to give me a call and speak to me personally at 800-604-LEADO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LEADO or check us out on the web at LeadoAdvisors.com. Kind of continuing on, I'd like to talk about evaluating investments for your own portfolio. Again, at Leado, we manage over $4 billion. We do have a lot of experience, and I've been doing this well over 20 years and almost 40 years in my career. Started out as a CPA, working in public accounting, working with a lot of high net worth individuals before I changed careers and went into the wealth management business in 1989. So evaluating investments, let's talk about that on this next segment. My first question to clients are, well, first question really would be, does this investment fit your goals? So many times investors make these portfolios, they're kind of everything but the kitchen sink. They hear about a great investment idea from their friend or at the country club and they make an investment. Or they think that, you know, this stock is going to be the next Apple or Google. And there's really no rhyme or reason to their portfolio. They haven't laid out a plan. To me, financial planning is the most critical part of this whole process. The biggest aspect of returns not come from the individual investments, but from the asset allocation themselves. There's been numerous studies that prove this, and yet so many people focus their attention on what stock to buy versus the bigger question is, should I be in stocks or how much should I have invested in stocks? And should they be in the US? Should they be international? Should they be large cap or smaller stocks? Those are the things that are important. And what are your goals? So think about it. When you say you come into my office and your goal is to have a comfortable retirement, you want a certain amount of money available when you retire. Great. Let's figure out a plan to get you there. And many times when I see a prospective client come in, they're taking on way more risk than they really should be in order to make sure they reach their financial goals. In fact, in many instances, they've already been there. They've already reached their goals. So I equate it to, think about you playing a basketball game and you win the game and then you go, let's just keep shooting around. And then you end up pulling and damaging your Achilles heel. And you go, oh, what was I thinking? I should have just stopped playing. We'd won the game. It was all good. So think about it from an investment perspective. You've already won the game and then you say, I'm going to get a little greedy. Remember I talked about an earlier segment about greed and fear. And you get too aggressive, and as you're approaching retirement, we have a repeat, of a 2008 fiasco financial crisis. And now your portfolio is down 30, 40, 50%. You've just now jeopardized your comfortable retirement. There's no need for that. You need to make sure you're evaluating investments and that they fit your investment goals. Don't take on too much risk. So again, if you want me to take a look at your portfolio, call me personally at 800-604-LEADO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LEADO. That's L-I-D-O, Leado Advisors. Or check us out on the web. That's Leado Advisors, LIDO.com. This is Financial Insider Radio. I'm Greg Kushner, CEO of Leado Advisors. We'll be right back. This is Greg Kushner, founder and CEO of Los Angeles-based Leado Advisors. Our firm, now celebrating its 20th year anniversary of advising high net worth individuals and families, would like to offer you a complimentary analysis of your investment portfolio. Leado Advisors currently manages over $4 billion of our clients' investments, and if you have over $1 million to invest, we would like to help. We can review your portfolio and let you know if you might be taking on more risk than you think, or perhaps you're just frustrated with the stock market and just want some professional guidance. Please call and speak to me personally at 800-604-LEADO. That's 800-604-5436. Again, please call me at 800-604-LEADO. That's L-I-D-O, Leado Advisors, or check us out on the web at LeadoAdvisors.com. That's Leado, L-I-D-O, Advisors.com. Hi, welcome back. This is Greg Kushner of Financial Insider Radio. I'm CEO and founder of Leado Advisors, LA-based firm. We manage over $4 billion of wealth for high net worth individuals and investors. In this last segment today, I want to talk about three essential questions that I'm asked very often in my practice at Leado Advisors. One question that I'm frequently asked, and certainly now as the market is trading near or at all-time highs, is that, are you worried about the stock market? is there anything that we should be thinking about as the stock market are at these very lofty levels? Well, I say yes, they should. Remember in the first earlier segment, I was talking about risk and the rules of investing. Rule number one of investing is don't lose money. Rule number two is refer to rule number one. Again, I'm being a little facetious, obviously, but if you can mitigate losses, you have more capital available for when things are going well. So let's try to reduce losses as best we can and have that capital available when things go well. You know, during good market times, things kind of take care of themselves. I feel we earn our keep when things are not going as well. And I'll give you an example of things that we've been talking to clients about for about the last year, year and a half or so. So if I asked you, the listener today, what do you think the expectation for the S&P 500, we're just going to use a proxy of the stock market, the S&P 500, do you think the market is going to be up by more than 10%, let's just say 13 months from today? And I would guess many of you in the audience would say, I don't think it's going to be roaring ahead. It might be up 10, might be up 7 or 8, but I don't see, you know, huge double-digit returns from here. Okay, well, let's think about that. Maybe we could figure out a way to invest in the market. It's called our Lido cap and cushion strategy. So here's how it works. We can buy an investment. It's actually using options. We buy an option today that basically is going to give you the return of the stock market as measured by the S&P for, let's use this 13-month period. And again, for illustrative purposes, we're going to say we're going to earn, if the market goes up 10%, 13 months from today, you're going to earn exactly 100% of whatever the market makes. If it's up 10, you're going to make 10. If it's up 8, you're going to make 8. If it's up 3, you make 3. However, this is a big however. If the market's up more than 10%, let's say it's up 13%, you're only going to make 10. Okay? And so what you're basically doing behind the scenes is you're giving to somebody else the right to participate in the upside of the stock market should it go up more than that 10%. And somebody pays you money for that. You're going to take that money and you're going to go and buy some protection that basically says you will not lose any money in this example. Instead of the market being up 10%, let's say 13 months from today, the market's down 18%. Well, this trade would basically, you would be at zero. You'd be flat. You'd be breaking even. In that example, if 18 was the downside cushion, and let's say the market was down 20%, well, in that case, you would be down 2%. Obviously, 2% is a heck of a lot better being down than down 20. And of course, as the market, you know, really fell out of bed, you continue to lose dollar for dollar. And this is done using various options trades. It's somewhat complicated, but it is also actually relatively simple if you really understand the underlying ways it works. It's something that we do a lot of at Lido Advisors. And if this is a strategy that sounds interesting, you should let us know and call me, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it at 800-604-LIDO. That's 800-604-LIDO. We call it the cap and cushion. There's another trade that's a similar idea, but a little bit longer term. It's about a 2.5 to 3 year trade. This one has no cap. You make 100% of whatever the stock market does. So let's say 3 years from now, if the market's up 80%, then you're up 80%. But in that same time period, should the market be down in that at the end of the expiration date, let's say down 18%, and these prices vary day to day. This changes every single day. But let's assume it was around 18% again. Well, you'd be down zero. Again, if the market was down more than 18, you'd start to participate in losses. So we really like these kinds of trades for sophisticated investors who understand how these option trades work. We would certainly make sure you understand how they work, and it's a way that you can invest your money in the stock market now, or if you're in the market, you could sell some positions, assuming you don't have large capital gains, and reallocate those money to these kinds of trades. It will give you much more downside protection. We also have a lot of clients who have big gains built up in portfolios, and there's also options and things that we can do to hedge those as well. If that's your situation, again, please give me a call and be happy to talk to you about ways we can protect that gain that you've now built up over the last number of years. So going on to the next subject, the next question that I get all the time is that, do you want to generate more income from my portfolio? Or how do I generate more income from my portfolio? So one of the things that we like to do at Lido Advisors is invest as a lender against real estate. Now, you say, well, that's like being a bank. Well, it is. It's called shadow banking. There's groups out there. These are operators, third parties, and not Lido advisors. These are groups that we've identified and we've vetted that we feel comfortable allocating our clients' capital to invest in a portfolio of loans all secured by real estate. Typically, these loans are no more than about 60% of the value of these buildings. So if something goes wrong, the value of these real estate properties have to drop by quite a bit before we're subject to any losses. And typically, because these are very short-term loans and they can be done very quickly, as compared to more traditional lenders who sometimes have very restrictive rules as to when they can and cannot lend, they usually command a much higher interest rate than you would usually expect going to a bank. Typically, these lenders collect somewhere between 7 to 9, maybe as much as 10% net to the investor, and that would be net before any Lido fees. So be sure to understand that there is obviously always risk, and one of the risks is illiquidity. It's not like buying a mutual fund or an ETF. You're not going to be able to just simply get out of the investment once you invest. And obviously, there's lots of disclosure documents, a prospectus, there's audit reports, et cetera, and things that you need to be aware of. But that's our job, is to help you understand these things. And again, instead of having all your money in relatively low-yielding corporate bonds, municipal bonds, U.S. government bonds, by supplementing a part of your allocation to bonds into what we call first trust deed or asset-based lending, it's really a way to increase your yield and, we believe, mitigate the ups and downs of the stock and bond market. It's really an interesting area. We have many, many hundreds of millions of dollars invested in that strategy. Again, if it's something that you find interesting, is something you hadn't heard before, feel free to give me a call and let's talk about it. I'll give you a full understanding of what the risks and the rewards of these kinds of strategies might be. Again, you can contact me at 800-604-5436. Again, that's 800-604-LIDO. That's L-I-D-O. So let's go on to, we have one more category we have time for today, which is you want to be a real estate owner, but you really don't want to be a landlord. So how do you approach that? How do you get involved in the real estate business? And maybe your stockbroker said, well, you can buy REITs and publicly traded REITs, and you can do this or do that. But that's not really kind of the same idea as owning a very specific piece of real estate. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of things that we've done for our clients at Lido. And it's really important to understand that real estate is obviously a very illiquid asset and has to be appropriate for you and to make sure that the appropriate level of risk. But assuming you want cash flow from your investment, there's this one thing that's called depreciation. Depreciation is really a tax gimme, if you will. So let's just use an example. I own an apartment building in Texas, and this building in Texas generates, let's just say, make up a number, $20,000 a year of cash flow after all expenses. But it's in a partnership format, and I receive my partnership K-1 at the end of the year, and it shows that I lost $5,000. Well, wait a minute, Greg. You just said that I made $20,000 of cash flow. Why am I showing a tax loss of $5,000? That's because of this thing called depreciation. Depreciation is a wonderful, wonderful thing that is in the IRS codes that allow real estate investors to be able to deduct a non-cash expense when they're computing their income taxes. So even though I collected $20,000, I'm paying zero income tax on that $20,000 until such time as I sell the building and there's something called recapture. Or perhaps down the road when the depreciation is used up and you're getting cash flow, it might eventually turn around. But the concept is real estate is one of the very few tax shelters left out there. If done correctly, you can generate very substantial cash flow and still have a very good tax result. I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm a CPA by training. I started out as a CPA in public accounting way back when, almost 40 years ago now. I'm no longer active and practicing as a CPA, but it certainly helps me when I'm advising our clients as to all aspects of their wealth. And certainly depreciation has been one area of the tax law that I find very, very helpful. So one of the ways at Lido we do this is we go find third-party operators who we've vetted, who we like, who actually, more importantly, have substantial skin in the game. And what do I mean by that? They invest their own capital side by side with our clients and with us as well. And so they might find a building and they like it and they've done their underwriting. They'll show it to us. We like it. They'll buy it. They might be a $50 or $60 million building. And you might only want to invest $100,000, but you're going to invest side by side with some of our other larger investors and some of these very wealthy families that I work with over the years. And you're going to be an investor side by side and have professional management and be able to get cash flow. I call it mailbox money, cash flow coming into your mailbox every month, knowing that you've got a very professional advisor helping you either pick the investment, monitor the investment, and very, very professional property managers alongside you, all aligned with the same goal, and that is to obviously manage the property to generate the highest level of return and make the most money over the long term. So why Lido Advisors as your wealth advisor? We, as I mentioned, manage over $4 billion as a financial advising firm based in Century City. We work with high net worth individuals, and we adhere to a fiduciary standard where we avoid and disclose and mitigate conflicts of interest. This could be in stark contrast to some of the big brokerage firms who have a different and lower standard called a suitability standard. We provide personalized wealth management. We customize each investment plan to you, the investor, and we can be also assisting you with working with your outside advisors, CPAs, attorneys, etc. We're independent and entrepreneurial. We're what we call open architecture. We're not confined to any particular platform or company's products. We use, as I mentioned before, independent custodians to help safeguard your assets. You've been listening to the Financial Insider Radio with Greg Kushner. That's me, Greg Kushner, CEO and founder of Lido Advisors. Call me at 800-604-LIDO. If you have $1 million or more to invest, please give me a call and we'll talk about your portfolio. Again, call me at 800-604-LIDO. That's L-I-D-O, or check us out on the web at LidoAdvisors.com. That's Lido, L-I-D-O, advisors.com. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Lido Financial Hour with Greg Kushner. Remember, when it comes to earning and keeping your money, the greatest lessons and advice come from the wealthy and those who advise the wealthy. To ask Greg questions regarding your financial matters, call him at 310-278-8232, and Greg will return your call personally. That's 310-278-8232. To learn more, go to LidoAdvisors.com to see what you really need to know. That's LidoAdvisors.com. Thank you for listening to the Lido Financial Hour with Greg Kushner.